Radio Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing.
Got it right that time.
Where we come to you and share with our apparently and SEO news, facts, figures, tips, and we actually also do websites.
Yeah, we do websites. Custom websites.
Welcome. This is podcast number 131. This is the second part of the 2011 SEO podcast year in review. This is our much acclaimed, much sought after, I don't know. It's our 2011 year
part
in review.
Part two year review. So if you're watching this right now, do me a favor. Stop what you're doing and tweet this. Facebook it. Just put it out there. Hashtag SEO podcast 131. So appreciate it. And then tag us at eWebStyle so we'll know that you did it.
Remember, we are your friendly, local, neighborhood, top position snatchers, where our mantra is...
Don't be a douche.
Do not be a douche. We got two reviews in iTunes. That means I think I'm actually erasing one of my tear tattoos. First one is Punch in the Face from GQ Smooth. Hey, guys, I want to give y'all a big punch in the face for making me wait so long between podcasts.
Our bad.
I'm going to be honest. At first, I didn't like the podcast. Aww. I thought you guys were just jokesters and didn't provide any value, so I keep on listening, just after the 8-minute mark, and saw that you delivered good value and kept learning fun. Great job, guys. I think it's time to step up and do 2 podcasts a week. Wow.
We actually do.
We do, yeah.
We actually do. Sometimes 4 or 5, but we only do one SEO podcast, like you're watching now. The podcast or a website analysis where people go to our website, they fill the webinar quiz, and we actually do a video analysis on sites. So we do. But I get your point, and we actually thought about that before. I just don't know about that right now.
Yeah. Maybe in a year or two, we can handle 2 podcasts. It's enough to put this one together, and we really appreciate your feedback, especially feedback like this. Best SEO podcast. Mm. 5 stars. These guys get right to the point and freely share a very advanced share a very advanced and insightful SEO knowledge. Many other SEO podcasts come off as mostly an advertisement. There is real gold here in every episode. That is what's a punch in the face to Mr. Tony Valle.
And we try to provide value, and truth is, we don't want to be in advertising to you. You know, our goal is to give you good information, and frankly, SEO firm, also a method of research for us. In order for us to guide you with the most up-to-date news in regards to internet marketing, we have to research it, and we have to study, and so it keeps us on our toes. So,
yeah.
Appreciate that.
It really works all around. And we got 2 emails, which turn out to be decent reviews. This is Nart.
Natlor.
True guy. Great content on the podcast, just episode 126, and I have a question. You talked about Google not showing keywords in Google Analytics for those who are logged in when doing a search. That's why when my keywords in Analytics, it shows in not parentheses, provided. Not provided, instead of the keyword.
That's exactly why.
Yes. He says also, I'd like to point out that good content is king theory is dead on. Year to date, our site has been found from 9,008 different keywords. Our boundary is 24%. And average site is 1:51. He says he's honest. He says, okay, maybe I just want a horn to someone matters. First, thanks for thinking that we matter. and
punch
second,
in the face to the bounce rate. That's awesome. That's 130%.
That's really good. And he is a droid, not an Apple.
Yeah. That's why we don't get an iTunes review.
All right, we gotta figure out some Android review or Android Market review.
And it's funny, I think I'm becoming a Drapple.
A Drapple?
I mean, I use, you know, a MacBook Pro. It's my laptop of choice.
Right.
My phone is Android. But I'm about to, and I just put on Sprint calling my name.
You know, I was thinking that would hold back from the Apple right now, and maybe I need to do research, and this is the iPhone, is tethering. Because, you know, I got the iPad. Mm-hmm. I don't have 3G on the iPad, so I have to be able to tether.
From your phone.
And I can from my Android. Mm. And the Apple is a little tougher. It probably can be done. It didn't seem to be straightforward. Was there anything else?
Let me address our Twitter. Twitter. Our Twitter fan. God, I'm drawing a blank on his name. At BizGro. Got it. He hit us up. He has 2 things. One about redirecting... secure service HTTP in regards to retaining link juice. Second question was, what do the slashes at the end of the URL, what value effect do they have? So question one, I would say no. Frankly, anything that's on a secure server is information that's probably secure
for a reason, private. Typically.
Yeah, usually for a reason, and it shouldn't be indexed or ranked. And so if you're redirecting to a non-secure server, then that means, well, I gather that you want that information to be ranked. And if that's the case, I would recommend you just take it off the secure server and host it regular.
Yep.
And I wouldn't try to ask link juice from a secure server to a non-secure server. Not even sure that. Hope that helps. Second, in regards to slash, I think it does have some value. Because if I understand right, the slash indicates how many times that page has to be reloaded. I maybe word wrong.
Yes. So basically, if you don't put the slash, what happens is it actually goes back to the server. The server comes back to the browser and says, yeah, do you want the slash? And you always do. So having the slash in your link actually cuts one trip to the server. So
yeah, increases page load time. Okay, that's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah, so you definitely have the slashes. And give us some more detail on the HTTPS. Why is it that you're doing it that way? If you're considering pointing it to a non or redirecting it to a non secure server, then the question is, why do you have a secure server in place?
Exactly. Email us. Yeah, I'll be interested to look into that a little bit further. Podcast at ewebstyle.com. Matter of fact, Facebook us. Facebook.com/ewebstyle. That's on Twitter. Twitter.com/ewebstyle. I don't even know what to do that. All right, good podcast.
Podcast Facebook. Yeah. YouTube.
YouTube.com/ewebstyle. Yeah, I think that's all of them.
That's it. And I did have one more email. I thought this was definitely worth reading. Been loving the podcast so much so that I left you a review. Punch in the face. Thank you for the review. Because of listening to your podcast, I've decided to change my niche.
Oh, yeah,
that's interesting.
Dead.
He was in the positive cash flow property niche, but it was a bit small and highly competitive. He's 23 and has two kids, so he decided to start a young dad's blog. That's really
awesome.
Cool.
Awesome. I co-signed that. I'm a young father. I totally understand.
If you could give me a punch in the face, some link love to ayoungdad.com. Absolutely. Done. Key phrase, to be a young dad. Man, he does listen to our podcast. How to be a young dad is the key phrase. Just started the site yesterday, so it's a work in progress. More content. In fact, probably ask us to do a SIBO analysis. It's been a hectic week, but he is going to put a link on his blog, which is ryanmclain.com, and give us some link love. Thank you so much. Now, blank stare to you guys for the way you market Twitter and Facebook. You preach, give people a reason to follow you on Facebook or Twitter, but you always say follow us and never give us a reason why. Yeah, that's
blank stare at you. Well, and technically we don't promote them. Right now we got gift card giveaways going on Facebook.
Yep.
We just choose not to, like we talked about earlier in the first review about promoting us and advertising on the podcast. But if you go to the Facebook page, then you will see those offers.
And there's stuff to do. We do have every now and then we put questions
and
out there.
Stuff, yeah.
So, punch in the face to Ryan and link love for ayoungdad.com.
Yeah, he gave us some link text. So when you give us the link love, put Houston SEO or Houston Internet Marketing or anything of that nature. Your choice.
Cool. All right, well, let's jump into it.
So, place?
Yeah, basically what we're doing is we're going from the beginning of the year through to present, looking at the title that I created for our podcast, and then making comments about those. So we are actually on podcast number 101. I cannot tell you when that was, what month it was. And the was SEO 101 back to basics. That was because it was podcast 101. We're like, let's
go back to the basics. Probably give you a great estimate on when this was. If we are 130 and it is December, the middle of December, 30 podcasts ago,
right,
we averaged 4 a month. This would have had to been the middle of the year.
Yep.
Frankly, May, June, something like that. So it's SEO 101, back to the basics. We probably even covered top 10 on this one.
I think so, yeah.
You know, titles. Make sure you have titles. Google's not really looking at meta information, but included anyway, because Bing and Yahoo do. Using headers correctly throughout the site. Tags, alt tags, good titles. Use link titles and use proper anchor text inside your links. make sure your pages are right in regards to look at the C word, canonicals.
Yeah.
And 301 redirects, you know, things like that. Just basic stuff that you should do really when launching the site.
Yep. Those are all on our checklist, on our basic checklist before we really even get hot and heavy into the main SEO. Excellent. The next one, HubSpot, the SEO wrapper and eWeb style. Now, we had that title. That title existed because Charles, as you know, the SEO wrapper, was actually at HubSpot. He did a video with HubSpot, and so that was probably when he just returned or when it just released or something. And so we talked a little bit about your HubSpot video.
Yeah, HubSpot was cool, man. Shout out to HubSpot. They're doing some real big things out there in Boston. So we went out there. We did a whole inbound marketing video. Matter of fact, I'll post that on Facebook so you can check it out. And just a real cool company doing a lot. Matter of fact, congrats to them on the big, you know, check that they got from Google. Awesome.
In fact, one of our emails that I didn't print actually asked what we thought about HubSpot. Did you see that one?
I didn't see that one. I think as a company, awesome. I mean, they have a great work environment. The leadership's great. The employees are great. They took me out, and not just because I had a good time out there, but for what they're doing. I did get a chance to walk around their office and see everything they're doing. The software seems okay. I tried out the new grader that kind of evaluates your website, and it gives it a grade on how well you're linking, how well it's optimized, and it seems okay. I haven't actually used the official HubSpot marketing software, and so I can't really comment on that. If y'all watching, man, I think I qualify for a free user or something, so
yeah,
I'll check it out. Let me know.
All right, next we've got PageSpeed, Google Labs, and I'm just going to read off the next three. SERP, Google Plus One, SEO, Google Accounts, mm-hmm. and Google Plus One, and SEO.
This is apparently when Google Plus One was launching. PageSpeed and Google Labs. I think that's when it was a debate about how much of a factor is page load time.
And I think Google came out and said it's less than 1% that it affects. And when it affects the search result, remember, that doesn't mean that you're on or off the first page necessarily. It doesn't mean you're in or out of the index. It means that maybe you're in position 3 instead of 2 or you know, whatever, 5 instead of 2, mm-hmm. Because your page speed, you know,
is a little bit slower.
All other things being equal, you're a little slower, so you get bumped a little. So you just want to make sure that you're providing a good experience. You know, one, we always talk about good experience to the Google user. But two, more importantly, providing a good experience to your user.
To your user, exactly.
So if you've got really big, one of the things I'm always nervous about turning a WordPress over to a client who's going to do a lot of images, because they just, you know, they'll take that
fresh from the digital camera
5 meg picture and shrink it physically. And then you got this, you know, 30-second page load time, and the image is like. Like a dot matrix printer, and you know, just make sure that your load times are good and that your images pop really, really quick.
You know what, speaking of that, you know, that is the hardest thing in the world to do, explain to a client how to resize an image.
Yeah,
man, that's a 40-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Just to find out that they don't even have a way to do it.
A software or whatever, yeah. Paint, you know, it's a struggle to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know that you can do it in Paint. You've got to have something else. So.
Yeah. So. I told the client one time, go download the free trial of SmartDraw.
Yeah. That's where we're going to get started. And when that trial expires, don't call me.
Yeah. SERP, Google Plus, SEO, and Google Accounts. Frankly, I think this is what the change where Google was adding the plus one feature to the Google results. And you know, this has probably been 6 months since then, and I actually like it. It works similar to Google Likes. You know, if you're on other sites and they happen to have the Google Likes, Facebook Likes,
yeah.
You know, badge on there, then you can see which one of your friends liked it. And so, it's pretty cool, man. I saw yours one day. Or plus,
yeah.
Chris Burris plus one this, and so I think it's pretty cool. And whether what sort of effect it has on search engine optimization, frankly, I don't think it does. I think the bigger effect is user-based.
Yeah.
If I'm logged into my Google account, they'll probably show me results that people I'm associated with have plus one.
Yeah. And I think it may have some. Yeah, we haven't seen any specific evidence of it, and I think it probably is going to have an effect because, as a good example, if Google knows that some of your buddies have liked a particular link and they're, you know, page two of a search result, it just makes sense to bump that up for you so that you see that.
But that's what I'm saying, but that's just for me. Right,
just for you.
Because I'm logged in. What about users who aren't logged in?
Yeah. So overall SEO effect, none. You're exactly right. And a user experience effect, yeah, some.
Yeah.
So then our job would become to find friends of potential clients and make sure that the friends of potential clients plus one.
Mm-hmm. Or and we'll keep it moving. But what we have a client. Who does the glass and, you know, matter of fact.
Windshield replacement.
Yeah. And so I sent them an email. I told him to put this script, this text, in your reply to clients after you service them.
Yeah.
A link to your Google Places page and ask for the review. Frankly,
plus one us.
You know. So I'm going to send them that and tell them to add that too.
The next three, we have what budget should I allocate for social media and
all
the industrial sector, and Facebook survey and SEO. So I know we had a Facebook survey out. I don't remember what that survey was at the time. This one was, there's a particular article that we read that was talking about the usage of social media.
Mm-hmm.
and really kind of the synopsis was in industry, so, you know, if it's heavy machinery industry or whatever, they use LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So if you're in an industry that is just industrial, which I don't even know.
In corporate, I'm not quite sure how they use LinkedIn. But they do. That's what the number said.
And they tend not to use Facebook. And so it's more of retail will use Facebook, industry, and, you know, Tractor Sales, Granger, that kind of thing is, they will be using LinkedIn.
I did read some numbers yesterday that said most of them in 2012, most businesses will, the average social media budget will be 10% of their marketing.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And then, actually, I was at a business planning. Anybody tweet? I was at a business planning event yesterday, planning the next quarter for eWebStyle, and I asked the business coach there, a guy by the name of Bart. I was like, what budget in general? Because he works with a lot of businesses. What budget do you typically allocate? What percentage of revenue? I know, for instance, here in Houston, there's a huge furniture sales guy who has the cheesiest commercials you can possibly imagine. He calls himself Mattress Mac, and
I thought you were thinking about the other guy.
And he sells a ton of furniture. I mean, $40+ million of furniture out of two locations. And I think his number is 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the top, I get a sale, 15% goes directly back into marketing. And Bart made a really good point that it's going to vary across industry. And in fact, we need to know that number because we should be telling our clients, hey, this is how much people typically allocate towards marketing. And then you're saying 10% of that goes towards social media.
Towards social, yeah. I thought you were talking about the $2,600. Have you heard this commercial?
No, I haven't heard that one.
It's funny.
All right. We've got first link priority, WordPress and SEO. I have no idea what that is. Industrial social media, and Reddit, Hootsuite, Foursquare, and Quora.
Awesome title. First link priority and SEO, we use WordPress for majority of our clients. It's really a case we won't build them a company on WordPress. It's just easy to use. Well, for us, it ranks well,
easy,
and they have
SEO,
great
yeah.
plugins, which is yeah. what we're getting to. Right now, we were using All-in-One. What's the new plugin?
It's Ultimate SEO.
SEO Ultimate, great plugin, great features.
Ton of features.
Yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
So punch in the face to you guys. I think that's what that one was.
And then Reddit, Hootsuite, Foursquare. We were just talking about probably inbound links. They're good places to get inbound links. Make sure you're on Foursquare. Quora is a just kind of it was an Ask Yahoo. Yahoo had an Ask.com or something. Mm-hmm. And Quora's come in and is really doing a good job in that space. And so go out and ask yourself a question and give an answer and a link. That's that we've done that once or twice. I think we go from the bottom here, right?
Yeah, CTA, USP, CVO, podcast. Freelance writers, SEO, Matt Cutts, and B2B SEO versus B2C SEO. CTA, USP, and CVO. Basically, CVO, Search Engine Visitor Optimization. That's a term we coined here at eWeb. And basically, CTAs and USPs kind of fall under that category.
Yep.
And it's really talking, discussing the whole art, if you will, of converting site visits into conversions and paying clients. Yep. Use a USP to do that, unique selling proposition. You know, your CTA, your call to action. What do you want them to do when they get there? How fast do you want them to do it? And the whole CVO is maximizing those two things, and then also
good graphics, yeah. Warm graphics. We tend to talk about having invited bodies in the images.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all part of CVO and the kind of the key things that are easy to focus on, frankly, are the CTA and the USP. Yeah.
Some of the behind-the-scenes things would be, you know, the click path. How many clicks does it take them to your desired action? If it's the form, frankly, the form on the homepage. So that way they don't have to click a form and then it out. They already there.
Yep, and then freelance writers, gotta be careful if you're using freelance writers. There's lots of places to find them. And frankly, we do use freelance writers from time to time, and we tend to reword
after we get it
10-50% regularly, because it's hard to get somebody who's writing well for both the client and for SEO. Yeah. And it's an art form, so we let some of the heavy lifting go off to a freelancer, and then we'll clean it up. Next is, what is bounce versus time on site? SEO service, what should I expect? And most popular internet marketing podcast. gotta get some ads and some keywords for our podcast. Bounce versus time on site. This was a discussion that we had. Does time on site count for a bounce? Like, when is a bounce? And it turns out the time doesn't get included into a bounce. A bounce is literally, I came there, even if I spent 30 minutes and I left off of that one page, that's a bounce. Time on site is something different, where Google recognizes the first click, and then it recognizes the last
click. Yeah.
Well, it could be an exit if they're tracking that, certainly, and it could just be the last click. And then again, if you sat there for 30 minutes on that last page because you left your computer, that 30 minutes doesn't count. It's the time from the first click to that last click on that site. So the theory at the time was, oh, maybe a bounce is if they stay for less than 10 seconds or whatever. No,
that's not true. It was 30 seconds is what we had always thought it to be, but then we came across some Matt Cutts videos, and he said otherwise.
SEO service, what should you expect?
Transparency.
Yeah, definitely transparency. One of the things that we implemented early on when we started SEO was sending reports and making sure that those reports were the actual keywords that we had defined and were targeting for our client. Because what we found is other SEO companies will actually give you, they're happily give you a report and show you keywords on the first page. And those keywords aren't the keywords that you
agreed to,
contracted for them to work on. We also often give what we call a collateral report, which is those keywords that are doing well, which are probably because of us. Mm-hmm. But we always give a report of the actual keywords we're supposed to be targeting and show the progress of those keywords as they're moving up in the pages, in the page ranks. Let's see, what do we got next?
Most popular internet marketing podcast.
That's ours.
Aye.
And that's because, thank you guys.
You over there, you are watching, who's debating on clicking off, keep watching, because it's because of you.
I have a great time in my networking meeting on Tuesdays. I usually go in and I take some city from around the world where somebody's downloaded our podcast, and the city for today is Dubai. So that was cool.
Yeah, 3,000 of y'all every week.
Yeah, we're getting 3,400 downloads a week of our podcast. It's awesome.
Panda content scrapers outrank original content. By the way, PPC, Microsoft, why should you use it? And Australia SEO. Panda content scrapers and outranking original content. This, when we saw an article where the lady, they had been doing original content, their content got scraped. And then, frankly, you search for certain phrases, the who stole their content was ranking higher than they were. And it sucks because the Panda update was to prevent that.
Right.
And
So basically what it is you need to, when you put fresh content, if you think that's, if it's happening to you, basically when you put fresh content, you should upload to Webmaster Tools and let Webmaster Tools know that to index your site again.
Yeah.
You probably only really need to do that if you know that this particular issue is happening. So people are scraping and then outranking you. But it is true. Google does its best to figure out who the originator of the content is and then throws everybody else on the supplemental. So, you know, it could happen to you that if you're writing fresh content, somebody else scrapes it quickly and gets their site indexed before yours, Google very likely is going to think they're the originators of the content. So, how about PPC Microsoft Ad Center? Why should you use it?
Because it's cheaper, frankly. I do spend a lot of time on pay-per-click management, and most of our clients, we'll try to max out on Bing first for in regards to Ad Center, and then use the remaining budget for AdWords. I mean, and frankly, it's usually 70-30, maybe 80-20. Because Bing doesn't have that much traffic in comparison to Google, it's not hard to max out the Ad Center budget. And so we do that first. The cost per click is cheaper. And frankly, a click is a click. If they come from Google or if they come from Bing, it's still a potential client.
It's still a highly targeted potential client. And the nice thing is you can export. We tend to make our ads in Google, and then they export really nicely into
giving them my secrets. Yeah, created in AdWords, pause them, let them go under review, export them, import them into Ad Center. It's the same exact criteria.
Done. And then I think Australia SEO. We were talking about the nuances of language, I think, and you know, do I need to have a different version? And really, you probably don't need to have a different version. You just need to be aware if your target is Australia, wherever you happen to be, make sure that you're in, you know, they speak there are some differences in the usage of words. In fact, I was talking about it last night at a mixer, and we were talking about, you know, there's things that most of them are bad, so I really don't want to say them. I can certainly say, like, you know, in this is true in England, you know, a fag is a cigarette. You know, you want to go puff on a fag has a whole different meaning in the city of Houston. As it does in England, Australia, and New Zealand. There's probably one other that I'm missing.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a totally different meaning. Dig, Reddit, and SEO. So, again, those were, I think, more about inbound links.
Sharing your content. So, you know.
Being so.
Exactly. Indirectly getting your content in and having links come back to it. There's value there. Whether those sites pass link juice or not. The fact that they're posted there and they're shared, they're being read, Google is tracking how social your articles are moving around the internet.
Wow, we're not going to get through this today.
Yeah, no, SEO title tags and alt tags, two of the most important things with doing on-page SEO.
Halloween SEO, I think I was just going after that. Yeah. It's actually SEO. All right. Handle multiple Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail accounts using only Firefox. Oh, I gave this is a cool little trick. In Firefox, you can actually have, profiles. And so you can have two different Firefox windows open, and because you're using a different Firefox profile, you could actually be logged to separate accounts. Although Gmail now,
switch accounts. Ooh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Sweet.
Shout out to Google.
Good
punch
job.
In the face.
How to
finally addressing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this has been an ongoing problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And I still don't know exactly how you can use that profile trick if you need to be in multiple ad centers or you know. that kind of thing, because I don't think that's that the ability to switch is going to address that, especially if you need to compare them side by side. How to promote your Facebook account. What we said is be giving something away. And as we were recently reprimanded by Ryan McLean, you know, the reason to go to our Facebook page is because Darren Bowie has created a really awesome badge. It's a punch in the face badge. So go check out that punch in the face badge.
Yeah, shout out to Darren.
Yeah. Go check it out and leave a comment on the punch in the face badge. And because I'm sure, you know, Darren doesn't get paid for that. So any kind of cool comments, he'd really appreciate that. We got to start blowing through these. SEO best practices podcast. So,
we talked about that already.
Yep.
Make sure you do your basics first, on-page stuff, and depending on your client or whatever, then get into some more advanced stuff, link building, things of that nature.
Google Plus
One and SEO.
Yep.
We talked about that already. Do pluses have an effect on SEO? I think indirectly on SEO, and yes, very directly in regards to your personalized search engine results.
International SEO. I think what we were really broaching the subject we were attacking that point is, do you really need to do SEO in multiple languages? Can you get away with doing SEO in English and then, or in any particular language and then having it translated? Our general best first pass is just translate it. Make sure you do a good job translating. Don't use Google Translate, right? You need to use somebody who's actually familiar with the language. And again, the dialect is very important.
Yeah, you might be puffing on a fag.
Yeah, exactly. You might be puffing on a fag when you mean to
smoke a cigarette.
SEO update tube, SEO update to Panda. We were talking about a particular article where somebody got just slaughtered, mm-hmm. I think, in the Panda update. And so...
they said that affected like 23% of all search engine results.
Yeah, well, that's how much they were getting gamed, mm-hmm. right? That's why you end up doing a Panda update.
Internet marketing podcast.
Us. Hi.
Google shows click count on sponsored ads. Yeah.
Yeah, they had the plus one.
I think they took it down. I haven't seen that. Yeah. I remember when they did that, though.
It was kind of interesting. MySpace, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, SEO, compared. Really, we were just in general talking about all of the social media, so you should be on all of them except MySpace.
Yeah. New Zealand, Australian, U.S., and Canadian SEO. Back to what you were just talking about in regards to international SEO. Just make sure, I mean, the driving point there is make sure that the language is right for whoever you're targeting.
Should I use click here in SEO? Answer is nope. Foursquare in internet marketing.
Great use. Internet marketing is going to mobile. Matter of fact, I'll say most of it is mobile.
Yep.
And so if you have a brick and mortar location, you should be doing Foursquare.
Yeah, B2C, business to consumer, you definitely need to be on Foursquare. I mean, we're on Foursquare, and we're business to business, so we check in every now and then. Groupon and Etsy.
I'm the mayor.
I curse you. there's going to be a coup, a mayoral coup. Groupon and SEO, we just had a conversation. Groupon is obviously doing a phenomenal job in internet marketing, and it's a great way to get some exposure for your business. Just be careful that you're not losing money when you do it.
SEO 301 redirects and CTAs.
It's a great keyword combination, right?
Absolutely. 301 redirects. Make sure that if you're redesigning a site or you're doing a new site and you have pages that are already indexed and ranked, then if those URLs happen to change, which they shouldn't, by the way, redirect them to the proper URL so you don't lose that ranking. SEO for Google Analytics.
We are website analysis, podcast, video. We have a search engine visitor optimization podcast.
Go. Browsers, Firefox, i.e. Chrome and SEO. I used to use Firefox. Now I'm using Chrome. Then I went back. Now I'm using both. Two monitors, two different browsers.
Yep. SEVO website analysis. That's our podcast.
Go to eWebStar.com, fill out the form, and get you one.
Yes. Pay-per-click Houston.
We do that.
That's good. And we just gave you some tips. Go back, rewind. Yeah. Yelp reviews and SEO.
I think this is where Yelp got snatched from the Google places because of the noise they were making.
Yeah, and our comment would be you should be encouraging people to write reviews on your Google places listing. Universal search in SEO, it's actually kind of a fundamental concept of what we do in our web design. So go back and listen to that podcast. It's a
WP e-commerce sucks, and they do.
Yeah.
Right now, Foxy Cart, Cart 66, Shop is the one that's been working well for us. So, yeah, WP Commerce.
It was rough. It was very rough. B2B, B2C, we've talked about that. Webmaster Tools and SEO. Webmaster Tools changing pretty regularly, so make sure you go in there and check it out and see what's going on.
One thing that's key about Webmaster Tools, and always keep in mind that your site will probably get indexed faster from having a high quality link to your site versus submitting to Webmaster Tools. Submitting to Webmaster Tools is something you just do because you should do that. SEO podcast microphone, which we're not wearing right now because we're broke.
Yeah. Video branding and SEO.
Necessary.
Yep.
If you have video, use it. YouTube it. Vimeo it. Put it on your site. If you don't have video, get some.
Google Plus, we've covered. SEO, social media, Facebook, also covered. We've got two pages to go through in the next few minutes.
Okay.
Orthopedic and sports medicine SEO.
That's one of our clients.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking y'all up.
Yep. Call tracking and internet marketing. Wow. We'll be coming out probably in the next 6 months with a tool for... Oh, okay.
This is top secret. Yeah, He's about to give it away.
It's going to be an awesome tool.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome tool. It's going to be available to y'all, most likely via a WP plugin.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say. But I will say this in regards to call tracking and internet marketing. You should be doing it. Call tracking is the easiest and probably one of the most effective ways to track leads and revenue generation from different ad sources, whether it's a landing page ad, whether it's your optimized website, whether it's a television commercial, anything. Put different phone numbers on there, track them all.
Yep. Subdomain and Google Link Juice, that was a good discussion we had about maybe having English.ewebstyle and Spanish.ewebstyle, mm-hmm. How does Google react to subdomains?
Android Firefox versus default browser SEO. I use the default. I haven't installed Firefox on my Android yet.
I did put Firefox. It's heavy. It's just way heavy. It's not on there anymore.
Know your customer. Know their keywords. Great. Don't you market for, pay-per-click management, Houston, Texas, and our client is searching PPC Houston, right? Know what they're looking for. Optimize for what they're looking for.
Invisible algorithmic editing and SEO.
Yeah.
We're going to skip that one. And the next one, social media. Using Google Instant as a keyword tool.
Absolutely.
That's a little trick, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. Google Instant. And frankly, Yahoo was doing it first. Yahoo had Yahoo Search Assist.
Yep.
Which was like last year. And you would type in keywords and it would drop down. And I would copy all those and use them when doing keyword research. PPC and SEO keyword research podcast. They probably followed each other.
Yep.
But do keyword research. And you can never do enough keyword research.
Let's see. News followed by great SEO information. I think I was going after SEO news.
Mm-hmm.
PPC keyword broad match, exact match.
Yeah. That's a struggle. Well, it's not necessarily a struggle, but just make sure you're doing it right. I would say start off on exact match and then go open a broad match if your budget will allow and if you're just not seeing the traffic that you need.
Increase website utilization 70%. This was for that the New York City Park, Central Park website.
We told him to make a few changes.
And put a play button on his video. And he says his videos are now watched 70% more. So that's awesome.
Let's see here.
And the moral of that story is listen to our advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know what we're talking about. Part number versus part description. Both. I mean, because frankly, anybody who's looking for a part, if they're let's say a mechanic, he's probably going to search by part number. because he has the part number. If it's, you know, me, I'm trying to fix it, I'm going to describe
the thingamajig that's under the wheel next to the
next to the whatchamacallit.
Anchor text and link URL consistency. We talk about consistency in on so many different levels in SEO. Make sure that your anchor text, you get more value if your anchor text matches the URL that you're landing on.
Match types, Bing and Google. Match types are how you want your keywords to be, how you want your results to be displayed when people search for your certain keywords. Google has broad match, exact match, phrase match. Bing has, I'm drawing a blank. They have some other ones.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
High landing page quality and PPC. This was Google recently adjusted their algorithm to be more aggressive about the fact that the landing page for a PPC ad needs to be a high quality landing page and relevant to the keywords that would get them there. So your SEO skills are now saving you money on PPC.
Yeah. Friendly local neighborhood top position snatchers. That's us. We'll go get that position for you.
I did SEO in Spanish, Espanol. We did a podcast. Somebody from somebody from Puerto Rico sent an email and was asking about, you know, does it need to be in Spanish? And I don't remember the research. I did some research and actually came back with some pretty cool results for him.
Google can index Flash. They said they can.
They can.
Oh yeah, we saw the site.
And, oh, it was with the Spanish one. Remember one of the one of the sites on the first page when I was doing some of the.
It was all Flash.
Was all Flash, and they had indexed it. So we do know that they've claimed it for a long time, and it's the first time I've ever seen an all Flash site on the first page of Google. So, you know, don't tempt fate.
Yeah, 55 tips for SEO. That was a great one. That's number 125. Go check that one out. We covered a lot of stuff on that one.
I think we ended up that spread across 25 and 20, 125 and 126. Search engines, unique content versus quality content. Both.
Both. You need to have both. You should have unique quality content.
Yep.
How about that? Let's see. Covered our SEO basics for local search first. Yeah, like again, do all your basic on-page stuff first. At least that way you've covered the basics.
Also, that's with Google Local, so make sure you're focused on your local area and make sure that your Google Local Places is complete.
That's it.
That's our 2011 year in review. We have any blank stare?
We got a little bit of blank stare.
We got blank stared, so we better have some blank stare.
That was a year in blank.
Yeah.
That was year in blank. This blank stare goes to Microsoft Internet Explorer.
Right.
They finally decided to automatically update the IE browser for people using Windows XP, Vista, or 7. At first it was an option. But now they're gonna do it automatically because they've noticed an increase in security threats from people using old IE browsers.
Oh yeah, wow. Yeah. Really? That's what
I'm saying though. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's
even just for us, for people who design websites, thanks for upgrading people off of IE6.
So yeah. Because we get clients who call and they're like,
my site's not rendering right.
Yeah, and we're like, okay, it looks good here. It looks good here. Oh, let's go get that old Windows 3.1 machine and look on it there. And like, oh, there's the problem. Yeah, so that helps. Excellent. You have been listening to the most popular SEO podcast on iTunes. That is because of you.
You right there and you over there.
Thank you very much. This is probably the last podcast for the year, I would think. Mm-hmm. So,
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Any other holiday that you can think of. And we'll see you guys in the new year. Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up, highbrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. Pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined. I'm gonna
think she's gonna set me free.